Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heat and Cha.
Today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to overcome creative blocks or internal resistance to get certain work product done.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is definitely something everybody has gone through. And when you're a founder or when you're in a startup, you're going through this probably quite a lot. You have to create things, right? You have to create work product. Doesn't matter if it's writing an email. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, writing a sales script, creating a landing page, publishing a blog post, creating a video, you know, writing some code to finish up a feature. Whatever it is, you have to create. And whenever humans are involved with kind of creative and productive endeavors, they do encounter internal resistance, right? Or what you would call like writer's block or whatever, creative blocks. And those are those moments where you have a difficult time getting started, or you have a difficult time not getting distracted and so finishing the thing that you need to do. And I thought it'd be fun for the two of us to just jam a little bit on this and share some of our kind of some of our ways that we found around this, some of the tips that we have to share to overcoming any kind of creative blocks or resistances.
Yeah, I'm going to first say that, like, I'm not even sure if creativity can be defined.
Ooh. All right, tell us more.
You know, look, the reason I'm saying that is it's one of those things where it's like, what does being creative really mean? Sure, if I'm an artist and I can't paint, and I'm a painter, like I paint like paintings, we can define that as there's a creative block. Well, there could be something else going on, but we can say there's a block in creativity. If I'm a writer and I just can't get myself to write, you could argue, okay, that's a creative block, right? There's books for that. There's a book called The Artist's Way, and there's other books too, and they talk about things like write morning pages. So like when you wake up, just write a bunch of stream of thought, and that'll help jumpstart your creativity. I don't know though, like in business, in the life of work, I'm not sure if creativity is something that's definable in the same way that it is in other places. And I feel like we always have the opening and ability to be creative, whether it's in our personal lives or in our work lives, even if we're not artists, even if we're not writers. And that's something that I would want to stress and say, okay, if you feel like you're blocked creatively, I would recommend you get very specific about what's different in your life from when you are creative, I guess, in your own kind of mind, and then try to figure out how you want to fix it. For example, in my own life, if I'm not very creative, if you want to call it that, with my words, when I speak, if when I write, it's just not out properly, like if I write an email or something like that, I know that I'm just not feeling right. I don't know if I'm creatively blocked. Some would say that. It's not feeling right. Or if, you know, even in my case, it's like, you know, I'm trying.